Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. I'd like to read to you from Do It Now, a little book of sayings, one for each day of the year. I wrote this a year ago, and it's been selling very well. This saying is probably the shortest one in the whole book. Don't be clever, be sincere. Don't be clever, be sincere. To illustrate this musically, I'd like to play you from The Mystic Harp, a new album played by Derek Bell of the Chieftains, a piece called Irish Lullaby. Because when we're dealing with babies, then we have no axe to grind. We're not trying to be clever. I think a lullaby in many ways cuts across all those webs and barriers that we set up in our minds of sophistication and upbringing and so on. Cuts right to the heart of it. So let me read you first the words that I wrote, because these, all except the last one of these pieces, many of them have lyrics, but none of the lyrics appear in the album. They appear only in the little booklet or insert that goes with the album and enables the listener to sing along if he likes. But let me read you the words first, and in fact, I'll sing them to you, and then you'll hear them played on the harp. Go to sleep, little dear, may the angels draw near, and with peace dust sprinkle your eyes. May the curtains of night banish pain from your sight, that your eyes to heaven arise. Forsake all care as your thoughts rise there through a vault of star-spangled skies. Go to sleep, little one, heaven's blessings you've won by the innocence of your smile. May the whole of your life heal with calmness all strife and teach kindness free from all guile. Men's hearts enthrall by pure love for all, for its love makes living worthwhile. So, Irish Lullaby, played by Derek Bell. That was Irish Lullaby from The Mystic Harp, a new album played by Derek Bell. And the music was written by myself. But, you know, I feel embarrassed to say it was by me because I never write anything. I hear it first, and then I write it. So I was listening in my mind to an Irish mother singing it to her child. Perhaps that's why Derek Bell says that the music is so genuinely, completely, as he put it, authentically Irish. The innocence of childhood is something that we all look back to with nostalgia. It brings a sense of sweetness to our thoughts when we see a baby in his crib. But, you know, the innocence of a baby is really, probably, only because he hasn't gotten big enough yet and old enough yet to destroy that innocence. There is the innocence of ignorance, and then there is the innocence of wisdom. The innocence of ignorance has not yet been exposed to temptation. The ignorance of wisdom, the innocence, I should say, of either, the innocence of wisdom is that which comes after you've learned the lessons of life, perhaps even fallen many times in the process of learning, but have reached the point finally where you understand that none of it touches you, none of it means anything to you, but on the other hand, that the lesson behind everything is inherently good. Don't use your brain to put things together so much as try to live more by intuition. The saying again for today was, don't be clever, be sincere. There is a saying in Italian, if it isn't true, it would be, it's well thought of, it well conceived anyway. Well, that's not so. That's the consciousness of somebody who is being merely clever. It's far better to always mean what you say, say what you mean. Now, this involves a certain sense of innocence, and that's why I played that lullaby, the innocence of wisdom, which knows that underneath it all, the goodness of life will sustain you. When you have that attitude, then you will find more and more that creativity itself is not something that you manipulate. Success is not something you manipulate. Wisdom is not a concoction. Wisdom is a perception. You perceive a truth. You don't bring it into existence by wording it in a sufficiently clever way. Jean-Paul Sartre, the French nihilist, had a lot of fun manipulating reason in order to convince people of concepts that were essentially untrue. And many people have this delusion that if they're clever enough in the way they say something, it will take the place of speaking something that's really true. Somebody said something to me that I rather enjoyed some years ago. He said that he was more intelligent than I. And I had no wish to be more intelligent than he. And I let it go, but I thought, you know, to myself, I thought, I haven't done anything with the idea of demonstrating intelligence. I've done it in order to express truth. And that truth, I'm always suspicious of any statement that is too elaborate, because truth is simple. And if I don't feel it in my heart, if I don't feel the rightness of it, it doesn't matter whether it makes good sense or not, I don't trust it. When you feel that something is true, that's an intuitive thing. Real creativity is something, as I was talking about with these songs, these musical pieces that Derek Bell played. I listened to them. I heard them being sung to me. And in the process, they were not mine, but they came through me. You'll find that you can do this in anything that you do. It could be cooking or sewing or writing letters. It doesn't matter. If you can learn to sort of put the clever aspect of your mind to one side, use it to judge the realism as opposed to the unrealism of something that you might think to do. But beyond that, lean on your creativity. Learn to draw from your creativity from a deeper level of intuition. If you do that, then you'll suddenly know, this is the right answer. Again and again, I have seen it happen. It depends on a number of things that I don't have time to go into today, but two things are mentionable right now. One is faith that it is there, and the other is high energy. Put energy behind your faith, put willpower behind it, and it will draw to yourself the inspirations that you're looking for. Be sincere, and you'll be right. God bless you. ¶¶